Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Steve. Can I get your 16-digit reservation code?
2511-0801-0018-6516.
Okay, let me pull up your information real fast. All right, is this Patmar Supply Incorporated?
It's actually Walker Renaissance Manufacturing, doing business as Patmar Supply.
Okay, that's fine. And who am I speaking with?
Robert Walker.
Robert Walker. All right, and the owner?
I'm a major shareholder.
Okay. And what's a good phone word for you, just in case we get disconnected here?
813-318-1705.
All right, let me just confirm some information I have here on file, and then I can answer some questions. Billing address is still P.O. Box 1425, Mango, Florida, 33550.
Correct.
Okay. And is this a mobile phone or is this a company phone?
The phone we're talking on now?
Yeah, yeah.
This is a company phone.
Okay, perfect. And how do you structure the business? Is it a C corp or an S corp?
S corp. S corp.
Perfect. And how long have you guys been in business?
Since 2004.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, we have many programs available. So, depending on your specific needs, let me know what you're looking to do here and can lead you in the right direction.
Okay. I'm looking for some additional funds to purchase inventory.
Okay. What kind of inventory are we looking for? What is Patmar Supply? Oh, paper?
We manufacture folding cartons and custom packaging.
Oh, okay. Nice. Okay, and how much were you looking for?
Nominally $100,000.
Okay. Totally doable. Okay, so is that, when we're speaking of the $100,000, is that all going to go towards the inventory, or are you going to use it for some other things, or is it pretty much just inventory?
Well, it's going to pay down bills so that we can purchase more inventory.
Okay. All right. And are you just talking about bills like just normal bills? No other loans or anything? Okay.
No.
Okay, no loans. Perfect. All right, and how soon are you looking to get these? We need to buy. Okay.
End of the week, hopefully.
Okay. That is definitely something that we can possibly absolutely do. Okay, so full of paper. I'm just doing some hand notes here. So then. Okay. And have you ever worked with a capital loan before? Working capital?
No.
Okay. So that would be the best option for you. Now, working capital, you know, it's unsecured cash, so it's definitely something we can do. $100,000. That's based off of your sales. What were your gross annual sales looking like? How much did you guys do in sales last year?
$2.7 million.
Okay. Are you guys on track to beat that this year, or are you guys about the same?
I think we're on track to do that, plus or minus a little bit, but we're not overly exceeding that number.
Okay. No worries. Now, when you said you're a shareholder, are you... What's the percentage that you are an owner?
I'm a majority.
Majority? Do you know about what percentage?
51.
Oh, okay, perfect. Now, we definitely do have programs that fit half ownership or 51% ownership. Now, to get you, you know, into like the top tier programs, you know, the best ones I can, I'd probably need full ownership. Now, is that something that would be possible?
I don't understand the question exactly. You want minority shareholders to act as backup support for the loan?
Right. Well, how many other what makes up the full percentage? Is it just many other shareholders, or is it just one other shareholder?
No, it's four other shareholders, three other okay. shareholders.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, we can cross that bridge when we come to it. I have programs I can get you. Programs, what I mean by that is just better things that you can get qualified for. Now, I have stuff that is for, you know, like 51% ownership, but like if I want to get you qualified for, let's say, the best options, I'd probably need full ownership, but I don't know that yet. But like I said, if I do need that, I'll ask for that later. Okay. Now, when you speak of the inventory and you're doing 100,000 for it, are you planning on turning that over a couple times, or?
Well, we that will secure the paper that we need for certain. Purchase orders that we are sitting on.
Okay. Do you have a return on the investment? How much are you going to make off of it?
Well, we should make 40 to 45%.
Wow. Quite a bit. Okay.
Gross.
Okay. Gross. Yeah. Okay. All right. And how would you rate your credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
I would say that it's good.
Good?
But I haven't seen a report in a long time, so.
Okay.
But I would expect that it would be good.
Okay. Now, when we, with the capital loans, what we do is we take a look at your bank statements and, you know, and the cash flow and all that stuff. Now, I know your sales are really good. On your bank statements, how do those look? Are those pretty solid? Like, good cash flow, good beginning, good ending balances, no negative days?
Sure. Yeah, I would say so.
Okay. Because that's going to be huge, you know, just kind of a factor there. No other loans. Okay.
No, we have other loans. We have other.
Oh, you? Okay.
We have other long-term debt. Yeah.
Okay. What loans are those? Are those, they're not capital loans, are they? Or what kind of loans are you talking about?
Yes, they're capital loans.
Oh, okay. Do you know who you have them with?
Well, we have one with Synovus. And we have another with, forget the name of the holder of the note at this point. That's secured by the by buildings, equipment, and receivables.
Okay. On the Synovus one, do you know what the rough estimate about what the balance might be on that?
Probably in the neighborhood of $750,000.
Okay. And is that like a monthly payment?
Well, the monthly payment is on the order of $10,000.
Okay.
Certainly would be in my bank statements that you see.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It's just nice to have like just an estimation. I mean, obviously we're going to see that. Just so that way I can, you know, let my underwriters know which direction to go. On the second one, I know you don't know the name for it. Do you know the balance on that one by chance?
I would say that it's probably in the neighborhood of $300,000.
Okay. And monthly on that?
$8,000.
Okay. Okay. So you're going to use the $100,000 for inventory in some of this for the loans. Okay. Obviously. Got that.
Yeah.
Okay. And have you been shopping around at all? Just curious.
Yes, I have.
Okay. And what have you have any approvals yet?
I do.
Okay. The only reason I'm asking that question is because what we have here is, you know, we have a meet or beat policy, pretty much. Now, the nice thing, because I know I do a lot of business owners all the time, I know that you guys like to shop around. That's the whole thing. I understand that 100%.
Sure.
Now, when you guys shop around, credibility is very important. I mean, it would be to me, too. Just to let you know, we are one of the first companies to work with these capital loans. We've been around for 14 years, so a lot of these other companies haven't been doing it as long as we have. Now, the reason I say that is because since our meet and beat policy, if you could, and it's all up to you, if you already have the approval, send that over to me. Let me take a look at it. Let me see what they're offering you.
Okay.
That way, give me a chance to beat it for you. Because we are a relationship-based bank. You know, we want to do business with you over a long period of time. We don't want to do just one transaction, close up shop. You know, that's not going to keep our doors open. And, you know, that's what I always offer. That's what I always ask. So if you do have the approval already, is it from a couple places or is it just one place?
So far, I have one approval.
Okay. Do you mind if I ask who is that with?
Swift Capital.
Swift, okay. Yeah, I know exactly who Swift is. So yeah, I mean, if you want, send that over to me. Let me take a look at it. I mean, that way I can pretty much guarantee you we can beat Swift. All right. Yeah, let me see.
Now here. They're offering, yeah. They,
yeah, what are they offering you?
I haven't calculated the interest rate, but it's fairly substantial, I'm sure. They say it's their best rate, but still looks fairly expensive. But I'm not looking for a huge amount or, but I am looking for it to be unsecured.
Right. Okay.
And so.
Okay. What did they get you approved for?
75. Actually.
75. Okay.
Yeah. And I did that because there was a tier.
A tier of like a 3, 6, 9 months.
Yeah, exactly. And we went. Actually, it was a year. 1 year.
1 year.
At 75. Yeah.
Okay.
And
do you know what your total payback?
75 required. Yeah, I'm here. The 75 only required business. Only the bank statements.
Interesting. Do you have like a total like payback and all that stuff?
Yeah, I do. It's okay. 18.
I'm sorry?
1864, I think, per week.
Okay.
And a 2.5% the loan origination fee.
Okay. Okay, and that's already an approval.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, so along with those lines, like I said, if you send that over to me, I know it can. We can probably absolutely beat that. Now, we might ask for just a couple more pieces of paperwork, just to get you a better approval, which would just include the tax return and this. And the application, that's pretty much it. Now, with this, since you guys have inventory, do you guys take credit cards as payments? Like, do you guys have...
But not a significant amount.
Okay.
We don't do a lot of credit card work.
Okay.
For
okay.
Our smaller customers we do, but not for our...
but it's not huge.
No.
Okay. All right. Totally understand. Let me see here. Yeah, so, okay. So, let me see.
Now, how long will it take to get the approval put in place?
As soon as I get all the paperwork, it usually takes about 24 hours to get you an answer. And then from there, I mean, if you're looking for the money by the end of the week, I can definitely get you that. I mean, especially if we have a better, approval for you. Yeah, so as soon as I get that, I can get you the answer in within 24 hours. So I'd have it by tomorrow, if you can give me the paperwork today.
What is the paperwork that you require?
Yeah, so, I'll send you an email. I'd have a list of it. Now it might be just a little bit more than Swift, but give me a chance to beat them. It's, just the application, 6 months of bank statements and your tax return. And that's pretty much it.
Last year's tax return?
Yeah, the 2015. Yeah.
Do you need all pages of it?
It's pretty much just the first one and the ownership breakdown.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all they need to look at it. And that should be it. I mean, I can send you an email. What's a good email for you, Robert?
mwalker@patmar.com.
Patmar.com. Okay. So... mwalker@patmar.com. So I'll send you an email. I'll have a list. I'll have my contact information on there. Do you think you should be able to get that paperwork to me today? Start working on your file?
I'll do my best.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, do you have any questions for me or anything like that?
No, what kind of terms are we looking at?
What can we do? Yeah, absolutely.
On your mail out, you said unsecured up to 3 years.
Mm-hmm. We do. Now, the unsecured, obviously you know what that means. Because of the risk factor on the unsecured loans. It's going to be the shorter term, absolutely. Now, the 36 months, that's definitely something that we can do in the future. But for the most part, because you have to establish a relationship no matter where you go, you have to kind of prove yourself that you can make the payments on time and all those things like that. That's not me, that's the bank. Because of that, you're probably going to be looking more of the 2 to 24 months range. And after that, like, let's say if you took out, a year loan or whatnot, come back to us in 4 months from then in your initial term, and we can revisit it and, extend the term and lower the payments. It's kind of like a refinance option with additional funds. But you just have to establish the relationship first. And that's what we're all about. So, for the most part, it's usually 2-24 if you're the first time customers, but after that, we can extend that. So that's what you're looking for on the terms.
2-24, you're looking at 2 years, 24 months. Is that what you're saying? 2-24? Yeah.
2 months to 24 months.
Oh, 2-24. Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. So we have shorter stuff too.
Okay.
All right. So whatever makes sense for you, and that's what I'll do for you. And then if you, like I said, because you're probably going to still shop around, if you do get an approval anywhere else, that are better than anything else, send them to me. We always end up 9 times out of 10 beating everybody else. So don't pull a trigger on anything. Let me take a look at it, especially the Swift one. And let me see. Let's do some business together.
Okay. Well, we'll see what we can do.
Absolutely. Sounds good.
Yeah. And send me that contact information right away and the information you need.
Yeah. I'm going to send that about 2 minutes. Okay. So you should receive that here
soon.
All right.
And also send it, because I'm having trouble with I get my email on my cell phone, but my email on my desktop here is, for some reason, is not working through our network. But send it to my son as well. That's Matthew, or Matt Walker.
Okay.
M-A-T-T Walker.
Mm-hmm.
At Patmar. PatMar.com.
Okay. So send it to you and him.
Yeah. And let me make sure that I give you his right address. Yeah, Matt Walker.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
All right, sounds good. And be in touch. If you have any questions, feel free to give me a call.
Okay, thanks. All right,
Rob. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay.